Teresh chapter 1, Mishnah 3, Nivla Sa'ifa Tameh. So following on from the previous Mishnah, but now a different case. Now we're doing the Nivela, meaning a carcass, of a non-kosher bird. Right, so let's say, I don't know, maybe like an eagle, right, the corpse of an eagle. So such a thing, Tzricha Machshave, if it was eaten and was going to impart impurity, person has to have intention to eat it, because not normally something which is eaten. So it has to have intention to be eaten to impart impurity. The heksha, and it also needs to be, needs heksha, which we said in the last Mishnah, was it has to be moistened with one of the seven liquids for it to touch something else and to impart impurity to, for impurity to transmit up and down to it, and from it, it's got to be moistened with liquid. Umetamet tumas oichlin bekabaitza, also it imparts food impurity with the bulk of an egg. So if it was impure and it had an egg's bulk of it which touched other food, so the other food would become impure. But it has to have an egg's bulk of it. Less than an egg's bulk, it can't transmit impurity to other foods. The kechetzi pras lifsol es hagvia. But for a person, if a person eats it, they would have to eat half of a pras, half of a loaf, in order for the person to become impure. They would have to ingest half a loaf of it. Obviously, they're not allowed to eat it from a kashrus point of view, but if they ingested half a loaf, even from a tumah point of view, they would become tumah as well as eating non-kosher food. The einbar kazas bebeis hablia, the halacha of a kazas in the throat that we did in the last two mishnas, that doesn't apply to this, only applies to the nevela of a kosher bird, not to the nevela of an unkosher bird. For eichla einaton ha'arev shamish, someone who eats it doesn't have to wait for the sun to set. They can just go to the mikveh. Once they go to the mikveh, they're purified again. They don't have to wait for sunset. They are not, if they go into the temple in their impure state after eating it, they haven't done an isur kares. It's not that level of isur. Avol sofin ale es ha-truma, but you would have to burn truma. If this touched truma, or if someone ate it and touched truma, the truma would have to be burnt. You wouldn't be allowed to use that truma anymore. Va'eichel eiver min achai, and if someone eats a limb from a living non-kosher bird, eino sofeg es arbaim, they don't get 40 lashes. This is interesting. It's in a way a side point on this, but the 40 lashes doesn't apply to non-kosher animals. Eiver min achai doesn't apply to non-kosher animals, only to kosher animals. And also, shechting the animal doesn't purify it. So he brings over in the Qadi that this doesn't make sense, because obviously slaughtering can't make kosher a non-kosher animal, right? The bird's not kosher. So he says what it must be referring to was if a person slaughters it and it continues to shake, right? In its dying, it's like still convulsing. So that can't be eaten. That can't be eaten by a non-Jew until it dies. That would still be considered aver minacha. If it's still convulsing, the non-Jew can't eat it until it actually dies. It's still aver minacha. They're also not allowed to eat a limb from a living animal. And if it's convulsing, they're still not. Yeah, it's one of the seven commandments for a non-Jew. Hakanafan vanoitza metamos, the large and the small feathers, also that we touched on in the previous Mishnah, metamos umetamos, they transmit impurity and receive impurity to the bird, umetstarfos, and they combine with other things to form the bulk of an egg. The feathers also add up there. Vachatum vatsipornaim, the beak and the claws, and we're talking about the base of the beak and the base of the claws, where there's still like meaty kind of substance. Metamin, umetamin, they are susceptible to impurity, and they impart impurity, umetstafin, and they combine with the other part of the bird to make up the bulk of an egg.